proclamation number 2535 dated the November 3rd, 1942. Battle. Works of destruction. Against God's will. A world of battle will smother love, and this signifies the spiritual breakdown of that world. For where love is present, there is also peace. Combatants, however, shelter the spark of hatred in their chest, and hatred wants to destroy and inflicts countless wounds to the opponent. But since every work of destruction entails the devastation of the divine creation and is therefore a violation of the Creator's will, God will never be able to sanction such works of destruction, and thus the battle will never correspond to divine will, unless a battle is waged against blatant heartlessness, for a righteous cause which will be a blessing for the world. Hence, love for one's neighbor must be the driving force for a battle. Without it, people would have to endure suffering through no fault of their own, which a responsible ruler's sense of justice wants to stop happening. In that case, a war is justified, and God will lead him to victory for the sake of these suffering people. Every evil deed will result in evil deeds time and again, and thus a battle evoked without justification will give rise to countless evil deeds again. Once the heartlessness has reached its climax, humanity will be ready for its downfall, for humanity's conduct is not only directed against their fellow human beings but also against God, by destroying God's creations. Apart from the dreadful earthly consequences, every act of destruction also has inconceivable spiritual results which affect the human race itself. Every work of destruction interferes with divine will insofar as that it destroys the divine order. Thus it callously destroys the works which God's wisdom and love had created, which must therefore understandably have a direct effect on the perpetrators themselves. God is righteous, and his punishment will come upon the guilty, and guilty are those people whose actions only ever express heartlessness. Love will never be able to prevail among people who fight each other and aim to cause damage in order to render the other incapable of fighting. Everything came forth from God's love. Consequently, love was the divine creative power. Lack of love must therefore signify the ruin of what God's love created. And thus the heartlessness is directed against God. It is something that God can never approve of, and therefore he cannot support the battle which will drive heartlessness to perfection. God is love, and anything that lacks love is part of God's adversary. Amen.